The clean water advocacy group Prairie Rivers Network is suing Dynegy in an effort to force the energy company to clean coal ash pits along the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River west of Danville. The environmental nonprofit law organization Earth Justice filed the lawsuit on behalf of Champaign-based Prairie Rivers Network yesterday in U.S. District Court in Urbana. I spoke with Earth Justice attorney Jenny Castle about the reasons for suing Dynegy.
We're really concerned. Our client in particular is very concerned about the contamination flowing into Illinois' only national scenic river, the Vermilion River, which is really a beautiful area for recreation and used heavily for recreation. What we have are some unlined pits, impoundments, in fact, that were water-filled pits, in which Dynegy dumped the leftovers from the coal that it burned, the ash that was left over from the coal that it burned, which contains a lot of toxic metals such as arsenic, chromium, mercury, sort of any kind of toxic metal you can think of is likely found in coal ash. And what happens is when groundwater flows through that or precipitation flows through those coal ash impoundments, it leaches those metals right out of the ash. And in this case, the groundwater is flowing right through those ash pits directly into the Middle Fork of the Vermilion River. And that's of serious concern to us and our clients.
How bad is this pollution problem right now? How bad do you think it could get without some sort of a solution here?
The pollution problem is already quite serious. We've taken a variety of samples of the seeps, which is the places where the groundwater is flowing directly, discharging directly into the Middle Fork, and we have found contaminants discharging in excess of background, and we know that the groundwater concentrations include concentrations of some of those contaminations, which are higher than levels that EPA has deemed safe. The breadth of the contamination is really startling. If you are kayaking or canoeing down the river, when you come across the ash pits, it's an absolute drastic contrast with the nearby and other areas of the Vermilion River because of the bright orangey, reddish, purple colors that quite unnaturally are flowing into the river at that point.
And what kind of relief are you seeking from Dynegy in this lawsuit?
We want to make sure the pollution stops. The Clean Water Act is clear that unless there is authorization to discharge contamination into a waterway, then that discharge is prohibited. Dynegy does not have any authorization to do that here, nor should it in light of the seriousness of the contaminants that we're talking about. And our clients seek to take whatever measures are necessary to permanently halt the contamination of the river.
Does Dynegy's merger with Vistra Energy last month complicate this case at all?
We don't believe so. I mean, if anything, it provides additional financial resources for the company to be able to address the concerns, which it should have addressed long ago.
One of the things that Dynegy has proposed doing is capping the coal ash pits. Is that a viable solution, and why or why not?
It's not. In this case, we have ash pits that are sitting in the water table. They're literally soaking in groundwater, and that is confirmed by Dynegy's consultants' own reports over the years. And when you don't have any kind of a viable liner beneath ash pits and they're sitting in groundwater, the contamination is going to continue leaching out of those pits regardless of whether any cap is put on top or not.
What do you expect the timeline of this case to be?
That's somewhat uncertain. We know that Dynegy has to answer us within about 3 weeks, and then it'll be up to the court to set a schedule for the case for discovery and trial if we get to that point.
That's Earth Justice attorney Jenny Castle discussing a federal lawsuit that Earth Justice filed yesterday in Urbana against the energy company Dynegy. Dynegy's parent company, Vistra Energy, has not returned a request for comment about the lawsuit.